A Canton man has been sentenced to 5 to 7.5 years in prison for his role in a house fire that killed 66-year-old Francis Campbell more than 2 years ago. 59-year-old William Blackburn pleaded guilty to aggravated arson Monday in Stark County Common Pleas Court. Prosecutors dropped murder, aggravated murder, and other charges as part of the plea deal. Campbell died in a blaze at his Lincoln Avenue Northwest home in May 2024. Two other men have already received life sentences in the case. One person is dead after a Monday afternoon crash involving a car and a semi in Lexington Township. The Stark County Sheriff's Office says deputies responded just after 12:30 to the 13,100 block of Route 225. The car's driver was pronounced dead at the scene, while a passenger was taken to Mercy Hospital for treatment. Their names have not been released. The truck's driver suffered minor injuries and was transported to Alliance Community. The Sheriff's Office and Canton Metro Crash Team continue to investigate. A motorcyclist who died in a Canton crash has been identified. Police say 47-year-old Michael Greathouse of Louisville was northbound in the 900 block of Cleveland Avenue Northwest early Friday when he lost control while negotiating a curve. The motorcycle left the road and struck a guardrail, throwing him from the bike. Greathouse was pronounced dead at the scene. The Canton Metro Crash Team is investigating. U.S. Marshals are asking for help locating the fugitive of the week. The Northern Ohio Violent Fugitive Task Force says 45-year-old Larry Grimes is wanted for murder in Canton. He is sought for his alleged role in the May 24th shooting death of Richard Poole of Canton and an apartment complex on Allen Page Drive Southeast. Grimes is black, 5'8", and about 250 pounds, and is known to frequent Canton, Akron, and Cleveland. Anyone with information is asked to call the task force at 1-866-4-WANTED or submit an online tip. Louisville City Council gave initial approval to a contract with the Regional Council of Governments Monday. WDPN's David Shore reports.
The upcoming retirement of 33-year veteran tax commissioner Lori Turno is moving the city to contract with the Regional Income Tax Agency to administer and collect the city's income tax effective October 1st, 2026. Income tax revenues continue to show receipts greater than the prior year at a rate of 1.9%, which is up by $60,000. Mayor's Court revenues are also up $20,000 over the May 31st, 2025 level. Residents who contracted with Kimball for garbage collection are reminded that Saturday is the spring cleanup collection day.
A former nanny is now convicted in Portage County after pleading guilty to multiple sex crime charges involving a young Kent girl. 26-year-old Molly Duncan of Beechwood entered the plea Friday in Common Pleas Court. Prosecutors say the charges include rape and other offenses stemming from incidents between May 2023 and April 2024. Duncan also faces federal and Geauga County cases and is scheduled for sentencing in late July. The National Weather Service confirms tornadoes touched down during Sunday's severe weather. Survey teams touring damage Monday say three tornadoes have been identified so far. Two occurred in Columbiana County, including one in Perry Township, rated an EF1 with winds up to 110 miles per hour. It downed multiple trees and damaged the roof of an equipment warehouse on State Route 9. Another tornado was confirmed in Jefferson County, Pennsylvania, while a second tornado near New Waterford is still under investigation. West Branch School District voters may be asked to approve a new 5-year property tax levy this November. Monday, the Board of Education approved a resolution to seek certification for a 1-mill levy to fund general permanent improvements. The levy would cost the owner of a $100,000 home about $35 a year and would begin collection in 2027. The board also hired the district's next treasurer, Lucas Cooper. He currently holds the same position for the Columbiana County Educational Service Center and will start in his new job August 1st. A former Springfield Township firefighter has been convicted in a Mahoning County rape case involving a September 2018 assault in Struthers. Jurors found 29-year-old Brian Swansiger of New Springfield guilty Monday on two counts of rape but acquitted him of gross sexual imposition. He will be sentenced at a later date. The trial included testimony from a prior accuser in a Portage County assault case from 2024. The judge reversed an earlier ruling and allowed the evidence to be heard. Boardman police say an 83-year-old woman was scammed out of more than $15,000 in a phone fraud case. Officers were called Saturday to investigate. They say the woman wired nearly $10,000 to one account and more than $5,000 to another after callers claimed to be from her bank. She later realized the scam and contacted authorities. The Mahoning County Democratic Party has reelected Chris Anderson to a second 4-year term as chairman. He says it will be his final term and that he plans to focus on training first-time candidates and recruiting future party leaders. According to the Vindicator, Anderson says the party raised nearly $500,000 and expanded its organization during his first term. A Newton Falls man has been sentenced to federal prison time after investigators say he took part in a fentanyl distribution scheme involving a package mailed from Arizona. Pierre Parker received 2 years in custody, followed by 3 years of probation. He pleaded guilty in November to charges including conspiracy with intent to distribute fentanyl. Prosecutors say Parker admitted to opening a package containing about 2.5 pounds of fentanyl pills that was delivered to a Newton Falls home in November 2024. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.